Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
Charco had only to lay hands on what the mysterious Cossack knew, and he had the full secret of the Death Ray. But the same Charco was looming still larger as a shadowy figure of death and intrigue. It seemed that he had some hold over lissom French-Italian dancer Fecarelli. And it seemed that he had penetrated our defenses to a much greater extent than first we thought. It was one of the greatest shocks, in an assignment laden with shocks, to discover that Sally Bruin was most definitely not the sweet young innocent. Major Aubrey Dent came out from London, survived a murder attempt, and told us that Sally was not the daughter of the late Jacob Bruin. She was a frustrated actress and one of the agents of the dreaded Charco.
Indeed, Carson, acquainted as I am with the strange whims and failings of human nature, I must admit that I am also deeply shocked.
Yeah, there's something so ugly about it all, Sir Giles.
Yes, yes, a desecration, as it were.
Exactly.
Well, that's the sort of world we fellows live in.
Yes, sometimes I wonder why I'm in this undercover business.
I know exactly how you feel. But for the sake of so many truly innocent people, it's just as well that we are up and about.
So. Though Charco certainly got everything well organized. Thanks to Sally, he's known more or less what we've been doing all the time.
He has. And I'm curious about your school chum, Roger Deauville.
Yeah, how so?
What's the link there between Deauville and Miss Bruin, or should I say Miss Melinda Cowan?
Well, sir, I always thought that Deauville was pestering Sally. Now I wonder whether she didn't seek him out after all. Encourage him.
And at the same time, keep an eye on his doings?
More than likely.
And then there's the young woman of the antique shop, Miss Jensen. What's the link between her and Deauville?
A baffling link. One moment she's on the verge of revealing something of major importance. Next, she's stubbornly silent, scared.
Anyway, we are sorting out our rivals and so forth. Major Dent must rest, but we can't, Carson.
No, sir. And I rather favor your suggestion. We get hold of Sally, as we continue to call her, and insist that she talks.
It's most ungallant even to suggest this, Carson, but it may well be a task for Angelo. He's quite experienced in such situations, you know.
Yes, I can imagine.
So much is at stake. And this young lady may well provide us with enough information to really trounce this Charco blighter.
Right then. And we get hold of her.
But we must take great care not to arouse her suspicions. Where will she be now? With Julius Grant, perhaps?
Let's see. She's only part-time. Usually in the afternoons.
Then will she be at the hotel?
We'll try there first, sir.
Then let's be off. We'll leave Major Dent in Angelo's good care. So she's not here, Carson?
No, sir. I've checked up at her room, through the lounges and writing rooms.
She certainly hasn't come through the foyer. Where else might she be at this hour?
Well, sir, I used to believe her when she said she liked nothing better than roaming around the Rio shops.
And you say you phoned Julius Grant?
So, sir, from my room. No answer.
We'll try again later. But meanwhile, what of Deauville's travel agency?
Sally's been in the habit of popping in there.
Then we might look the place over in the course of things. The point is, we must find her.
At this stage, neither Sir Giles nor myself admitted a premonition that we might not find her. But it grew as we strolled through the bustling Rio crowds, looking into cafes, arcades. She wasn't at Deauville's pokey office, as a passing glance told us. And it was well into the afternoon before we managed to get an answer from the explorer, Commander Julius Grant. We were back at Sir Giles' Copacabana apartment, phoning from there.
Aha, Julius, old chap. We've raised you at last.
Oh, that you, Sir Giles?
Tis indeed. But you've been playing the wag.
Went out early to do some research.
Ah, yes. How's the book coming along?
Oh, not so badly. I'm afraid I'm a disorderly worker.
As if anyone would believe that. But I'll tell you why I phoned. Is your charming young secretary there?
Sally, Sir Giles? I'm afraid not.
Oh, she isn't, eh?
This is bad, sir. Very bad.
You haven't any idea where she might be?
Well, perhaps at the hotel. I don't really know.
Now, just what is that young minx doing? She hasn't reported for work, you say?
I see no evidence that she's been here today. Matter of fact, I took it for granted that she decided to declare today a holiday.
I see. You're no odious taskmaster, it seems.
Oh, I made it very clear to her that she could come and go as she pleases. Have you tried her hotel?
As a matter of fact, we have.
And she's not there at all?
Oh, we couldn't track her down.
Nothing wrong, I hope.
Oh, good gracious, no.
Well, I'm glad of that. It had me a little concerned.
Nothing at all, Julius, old fellow. I just wanted to invite her to drop in at the apartment. I have a friend out from England. I thought Sally might like to meet him.
Well, she may drop in. Like me to pass on the message?
Thank you, Julius. Ask her to give me a tinkle.
Yeah, very well, Sir Giles.
Splendid.
Everything else all right?
Oh, topping, topping.
What of the bird watching?
The bird watching?
Sir Giles, I thought you were an ardent watcher.
Oh, the bird watching. No, it's a little too strenuous for me these days. However, I won't take up any more of your time. Many thanks, old fellow. Oh,
pleasure. Only sorry I wasn't in earlier.
Well, cheerio for the present.
Bye, Sir Charles.
Damn nice fellow, Grant.
He'd have been nicer if he could help us.
Yes, Carson. I must admit it now. I've a lurking suspicion that this charming little bird of ours may have flown.
Do you think Angelo might help, sir?
I was about to make that very suggestion.
I mean his relatives, acquaintances and so forth.
You take them for granted. Yes, we must resort to their help once again. Angelo!
Excellency!
Will you come here for a moment like a good chap?
Oh, at once, Excellency.
We have an uncomfortable feeling that Miss Bruin, or Miss Cowan, rather, may have realized the nature of Major Dent's information. And since the attempt to dispose of a major failed, she may have decided to move out on us. Now, your relatives and acquaintances, with their many eyes and their knowledge of people's movements...
Say no more, Excellency. It is understood what is required. I will hasten about it at once.
Ah, splendid. And you realize, of course, how desperately anxious we are to get hold of this young woman.
Indeed. And be well assured, in my hands, Excellency, she will talk.
Then let's hope you manage to lay your hands on her. Eight o'clock, Carson. Darkness. Yet no word from anyone.
Seems little doubt now, sir. She's flown.
Here we are, waiting about. And all the time the rival powers and so forth are busy working against us. Yet there's not a dash thing we can do.
So, sir.
Though I have a feeling that Julius might be able to assist.
But we've already contacted him.
Oh, yes. But I did anything but admit there was trouble afoot.
Yes, you certainly did crack heart here.
Were I to infer that there was something amiss, then Julius might be able to give us some clue as to Sally's habits. The people she phoned, perhaps, and all that sort of thing.
But would that be wise?
Just what do you mean, Carson?
What I said, sir. Would it be wise to let Commander Grant know so much of our business?
Man alive, he's got more than a suspicion of what I do in this part of the world.
But to come out in the open...
Oh, we needn't go as far as all that. But if you've any doubts about my friend Julius...
No, I haven't, sir. I assure you.
Perhaps not. But let me remind you of the kind of fellow he is. I value his friendship and his company very much. And he's been of great assistance to me in the past.
Right, sir. I'm convinced.
Salt of the earth, Carson. Salt of the earth. Ah, what have we now? Hello?
Excellency?
Ah, you at last, Angelo. We felt sure you'd come to light with something.
Well, then I fear I must disappoint you.
Oh, no.
Of the whereabouts of the Senorita, of her movements, there's nothing, Excellency.
Oh, I see. Well, so long for the moment.
Bad show, sir.
Disappointing. But that decides it. We'll find out where Julius is this evening. We'll ask him if it's at all possible to come over.
You really do think that's the wisest thing to do, sir?
Man alive, it's the only thing to do. We must find that girl.
Sir Giles located Commander Grant at his club, and he dropped into the Copacabana apartment half an hour later. Aubrey Dent was resting and recovering in a nearby bedroom, and there was still no further word from Angelo as Sir Giles revealed the true nature of Sally Bruin. Grant was deeply shocked, but I couldn't throw off the feeling that Sir Giles was taking too great a risk.
Sir Giles, if I didn't know you so well, I'd say this was a preposterous lie. Sally, or Melinda Cowan, as you call her, struck me as being the model young woman.
There you have it, Julius. She's an imposter, and a remarkably clever one.
But a frustrated actress, you say?
That's so. In spite of all her sweet charm, she nursed quite a grievance. This, no doubt, is her way of getting her own back on the world.
And just how did she fall in with this scheming fellow you mentioned?
We don't know yet, Commander.
Though I suspect he's made some fabulous offer to her. If he gets this death ray, gets it working, he'll be in a position to demand things.
Of course, but a death ray? Altogether too hard to believe.
My dear Julius, had you been through what Carson and I've been through, then you'd accept the existence of plans for this weapon as being very real. Now, here's the point. Can you suggest where she may be?
Yes, Sir Giles.
Good for you.
Well, it's only a notion.
Well, notions are most acceptable at this stage.
Well, you know that I have quite a collection of maps.
I should. I've been on many an imaginary journey with you.
I did think it rather curious that you should keep examining a particular one. She asked me many things about the ruins.
Ruins? Where?
Look, Sir Giles. How about if I slip over to my apartment and get the map?
All right, but we can come with you.
Oh, no. It won't take more than half an hour.
Oh, well, please yourself.
Yes, I'll go at once.
Let me see you out.
No, I can manage. I'll be as quick as I can.
What a very obliging fella. But, Carson, you are strangely quiet.
Sir Giles, I've been leaving this particular phase of the business to you, but I think I should say this. I rather feel that you've been the obliging fellow.
Oh, what's this?
The commander seemed a little too eager to get out once he'd heard all.
Really, Carson, utter nonsense. I've known the man for years, solid as a rock.
Well, that's just my impression, huh?
Ah, this may be Angelo again.
Yeah, I'll fix it, sir. Hello?
Bruce?
Who's that?
Helena Jansen.
Helena, where have you been?
I could say the same about you, but I've been waiting for Commander Grant to leave the building.
Waiting for him to leave? Well, how did you know he was here?
I'm outside, in the phone booth.
Now, look here, Helena, what's all this about?
Don't trust him, Bruce.
Well, don't trust Grant, you mean?
Yes.
Don't trust him?
What sort of mischief is the young woman up to this time? Give me that phone a moment.
Oh, so.
Now, look here, Miss Jansen, just what are you about? Do you hear me? What are you... Miss Jansen. Miss Jansen.
It's no use, sir. She's hung up.
Oh, this is the last straw.
Yes, it certainly is. Commander Julius Grant, one of our rivals. And to make matters even worse, we've told him half our story. So, there it was. I'd been thunderstruck to learn about Sally, and now Sir Giles refused to believe ill of his friend Julius Grant. We were to have many doubts yet about where Grant fitted into Operation Death Ray.